Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. California has agreed to make long-term cuts to the amount of water the state uses from the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation and seven states in the Colorado River Basin are negotiating a plan to protect the river after a decades-long drought depleted flows and left key reservoirs in danger of running dry. Under the proposal, which would take effect after 2026, California would forfeit about 10% of its allocated water. The Justice Department's Antitrust Division and Federal Trade Commission submitted favorable comments to the U.S. Copyright Office advocating for regulations that would facilitate the right to repair. The agencies want to allow consumers and businesses to repair their own equipment. The agencies say that renewing and expanding repair-related exemptions would promote competition in markets for replacement parts, repair, and maintenance service. The Fertilizer Institute thanks the U.S. Senate for introducing bipartisan legislation to include phosphate and potash in the final list of the critical minerals of the Department of the Interior. TFI says the legislation will recognize the importance of ensuring a strong and sustainable domestic fertilizer supply for American farmers. The U.S. imports about 95% of its potash needs, the bulk of which comes from Canada. Only 14 countries in the world produce potash.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.